At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is The Edge with Jonathan Von Tobel and Matt Eumanns on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
What up and welcome in. We only got 1 hour with you today. We only had 1 hour with you yesterday and the day before that. But don't worry, we got a lot of content for you coming up in 30 minutes. Scott Kellen, professional football handicapper, contest winner, Sixth Sense NFL up on social media. He's going to be with us to give us his best bets in the NFL. It's always football
good,
Friday.
Yeah, always good to have the sugar daddy on the show on Friday. He'll have some NFL best bets.
Who calls him that? Huh?
There's a story behind that.
Okay, I would assume there is.
That's my nickname for him.
Okay, I like it. Is he in your phone as sugar daddy?
No.
Okay. No. Is it daddy with an IE or a Y?
Maybe with a Y.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Went to San Jose State UNLV last night.
How you feeling?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, it was great to see a college football game in that stadium. It looked like it was a game that might go to overtime last night. I know a lot of people bet it. If you bet San Jose, laid the five and a half, you probably can't believe you walked away with a cover in that game last night. But you got it because of the incompetence of the UNLV coach, Marcus Arroyo, who's a former Oregon offensive coordinator. Unbelievable, JVT. How bad this guy is at game management and play calling. He makes Vic Fangio look like Vince Lombardi.
Yes, it was not very good. 14 points in the fourth quarter for San Jose State to eventually win that game 27-20. The Rebels do drive down. They're in the red zone. They have the ability to potentially tie this game. And all the mistakes aside, what amazed me too is on the final play, where their young quarterback gets just demolished on a sack, is that there were 14 seconds left on the clock. You would think there'd be enough time to scramble and get something off.
The problem is he wasted two of his three timeouts.
Of course.
Previous to that and didn't have one to call. But anyway, we're not going to go into that list because nobody cares. Nobody cares about UNLV football.
It was a popular betting game last night.
They do care about the Broncos and the Browns.
Yes,
and
they do.
You had a bet on the Browns. I had a small bet on the Browns. Case Keenum showed up and played well last night like we thought he would. Efficient 21 for 33, 190 yards with a touchdown and no turnovers. And I thought he made some key plays at times when he had to to help the Browns win that game last night.
Yes, 17-14, your final score. And outside of saying, hey, we bet on it, we won, I think there's actually a pretty good lesson here, which is, you know, you really got to pay attention to the information that is out there. One of the points that you and I brought up yesterday was, yes, the injury report is lengthy for the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
But did you actually sift through it? You knew that Jarvis Landry was going to play, that two of the three offensive linemen were going to play, that every defensive lineman was going to play. If you actually just sifted through the reports, looked at the practice report from Friday, and so to me, like, that's the takeaway from yesterday. It is, look, everything you know about this game is baked into the line, right? Jay Cornegay is not going over at the Superbook and like, wait a minute, what? J.C. Treader's on the injury report? That's crazy. Everything is known, right? And so when you see this and go, Browns are beat off. I'm going to bet the Broncos. Really, it's about sifting through and getting as much information as possible. And you brought up a great point, which was about Teddy Bridgewater's foot and the injury that he was suffering. And he, at times, he looked a little gimpy out there, moving around, didn't get to push off of his foot on a deep ball at one point, right? And then sure enough, there was an interception in the red zone. So I just thought yesterday was more about there is chances to buy low, especially when you can get some of the information out there. And yesterday was a really good example of that.
Yeah, we kick off week 7 last night with the Browns winning by 3. Stays way under the total, 17-14, the final. I can't remember on yesterday's show. Did I say the score was going to be 17-14 or 20-17?
I thought you had a 20. One of those. I thought it was 20-17. Yeah. But regardless, you were pretty close.
Hey, here's the deal. That number drops from 3.5 to 2 or 1.5. Mm-hmm. And I think it was an overreaction. And we talked about that. There was a big drop-off from Baker Mayfield to Case Keenum.
Yep.
There was not. Actually, Keenum outplayed Teddy B last night, and there is no drop-off from a banged-up Baker Mayfield to Case Keenum, who knows how to come in and be a reliever who can get to save in a tough situation. That's why Case Keenum's done most of his career.
And by the way, yeah. I would note that he was kind of let down by his receivers, namely Odell Beckham. How many times did he try to hit Odell Beckham Jr.? And Beckham Jr.'s dropping passes left and right, doing. I was laughing at it yesterday. I was watching it at a sports book, and finally he catches a pass for like 3 yards and gets back to the line of scrimmage after like a false start. And he's like, God, he's screaming. It's like, all right, buddy. Let's chill. But regardless, good win for the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. Good start to the week.
That's a totally different topic. Odell Beckham Jr. looks like he's about gassed. He's about done. But the Browns did get Jarvis Landry back last night. He helped them win that game. But then, again, he limps off with an injury last night. So the Browns are a beat-up team, but – you know, I had no intention to bet the Browns until that number dropped from 3.5 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the overreaction that it was a drop off from Baker to Keenum, and that was not necessarily the case.
Want to dive into the rotation? All right, full rotation. We go through it all. Scott Kellen's going to be with us. Get his best bets too. So let's start at the top, work our way down. And this is a game, Matt Youmans, that I have come around on a little bit with my opinion here: the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. Cincinnati right now, 6.5 with a total of 46, the prevailing number. A couple of shops like the Westgate Superbook have 46-6. So the hook gone there. And I got to tell you, it is Bengals or pass, and I'll probably be in here on the Cincinnati Bengals. And I think one of the things that has emerged for me when I was researching this game, you know who quietly is one of the best, and actually I believe the best quarterback by a PFF standard against the blitz? Joe Burrow.
I was going to say, Joe Burrow's got some pretty good numbers in a lot of different categories.
Joe Burrow, how about this? Win blitzed, 72% completion, 493 yards, 10.5 yards per attempt, 6 touchdowns, not a single turnover-worthy play, and he takes on a defense that not only blitzes opponents on 32% of their dropbacks, which is fourth most in the National Football League. Well, that leaves a lot of one-on-one in man coverage, and that's why the Ravens have given up the second most yards after catch, second most missed tackles this season. If they're going to go with that same game plan as they have all year long against every single opponent, this is a Bengals team that I think is a little undervalued in a spot like this. And the Ravens, of course, coming off of a big public spot, beat the crap out of the Chargers, right? And then now coming back, laying near a touchdown against a division rival that's clearly better than the market's given them credit for. I think the Bengals are pretty live here in this spot.
Yeah, I thought the Bengals were going to be in a tough spot last week at Detroit, and they took care of business with no sweat whatsoever. I was impressed by that. So I think what you have here is a Bengals team that looks like it's on the upswing a little bit, and Joe Burrow is, I think, finding a groove. And you have a Baltimore team that – I expect a little bit of regression offensively after 31 and 34-point games the last two times out, where Lamar Jackson did look like he was gaining a lot of confidence as a passer. Yep. I think the Baltimore offense has done a lot of good things the past couple of weeks. I'm not sure if the Ravens can play. Let's say after they fell behind the Colts 22-3, they played their A game. They played their A game last week against the Chargers. Can you do it here against the Bengals? I like to take points with a good quarterback, what I think is a live dog in a division game like this. I think the Bengals can take this to the wire, if not win it. So I am on the Bengals plus 6.5.
Yep, and really quickly, too, the flip side of this as well. Very, very quietly, Cincinnati, fourth best run defense by DVOA standards, according to Football Outsiders.
You know, what's surprising about that, too, is before the season we talked about, oh, man, this Bengals defensive front's going to be really bad. It has not been.
I wrote about it in the NFL guide in the AFC North section. I thought they were going to be pretty poor up front, and it has not been the case. All right, Carolina Panthers on the road against the New York Giants up next. This has just been floating around 3 with altered juice, 2.5 altered juice with a total of 43 or 42.5. I have not played anything here, but I will say I feel somewhat confident in saying that even if it's the Giants, by the way, which the Sharps couldn't get enough of last week, I don't think I'm comfortable making the Panthers a road favorite.
I'm not comfortable with that either, which means I'm going to pass on this game. It's kind of dog or pass, and it looks like Christian McCaffrey not going to play again. And it's tough for me to lay the points with the Panthers, even 2.5 on the road with McCaffrey out of that offense. But, again, you look at the Giants side, you got no Barkley. Yep. Basically, all the Giants' top playmakers are out again this week. This is such an ugly matchup, man. I think you make the Panthers 2.5, 3-point favorites just because it's so tough to back the Giants that you have to make them 3-point dogs to get somebody on the Giants' side here. I think, and you're probably going to be on Giants plus 3 because I still think that's probably the sharper side here, even though I'm going to choose to avoid the game.
Yeah, wide receiving corps, you mentioned, they're beat up, right? It's not even just Saquon Barkley. It's Kenny Galladay, Kadarius Toney, Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, John Ross, all designated as questionable too. So this is a really thin team from a skill position standpoint. So I understand to be down on the Giants, but this is literally the worst offensive line in the National Football League for the Carolina Panthers. And Sam Darnold's been getting destroyed lately, and it has not been very good. All right, so we mentioned the Giants last week getting a lot of sharp action and some odd support, and that number kept going down and down and down, and then the Rams took care of business.
Yeah.
We have a similar situation, not that we have the result in hand yet, but the Washington football team of the Green Bay Packers has been pretty interesting because Green Bay is now down to as low as a 7.5-point favorite at some shops with a total of 48. It's still here at the South Point, 8, but it's pretty surprising to see the overwhelming support for the Washington football team in this spot.
I think Aaron Rodgers is on a roll right now. He's passed for 12 TDs with one pick during this 5-game winning streak for the Pack. The Washington defense, nothing like it did last season.
Nothing.
Washington ranks last in scoring defense, 31 points a game. Last in passing yards allowed, 309 a game. I'm not sure why this line has dropped from 9.5 to 7.5, but I think that just gives you value on the Packers to put on a teaser here. I did not lay the points with the Packers because I typically never bet NFL favorites of more than 7, but I did knock the Packers down to 2.5. I didn't anticipate this number dropping to 7.5 at some spots. Right. So I was just happy when it dropped to 8.5, and I put the Packers on a teaser at minus 2.5 with the Patriots minus 1. I don't see anything in this matchup with Washington defense against Aaron Rodgers that says, hey, this is a buy sign on Washington.
Yep. It's weird, man. Especially Tyler Heinicke has kind of taken a step back. The play for him has not been great. So.
You know, he's kind of like a Case Keenum light, in that you think he's one of those gritty, tough guys that could step in there and win games for you. But the more he plays, the more his weaknesses get exposed, and the less I like the guy.
Yep, I would agree.
They need Fitzmagic back in Washington.
Yep. All right, well, we'll get back to the NFL card, of course. And also, I have a surprise for Matt Eumanns. We're going to do something here. I made a futures bet yesterday. And I'm going to give you the blind resume before I tell you the team, and I want to see if you agree with it or not.
Can't wait.
But before that, NBA season, of course, is underway. Still time to grab your copy of the VSiN Pro Basketball Betting Guide, strategies, predictions, best bets, stay ahead of the odds makers. Our experts, including myself, provide strategy, advice, and much more. Digital guide, I would say, is a must-have. So give yourself a betting edge this season and get your copy now for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. No time for the NBA today, but how about those Clippers, huh? Looking pretty plucky. Paul George, the start of an MVP campaign. You heard it here first. All right, on the other side, I'll give Eumanns the blind resume at some point. We're also going to continue through the rotation. Scott Kellen in 15.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
This is The Edge on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Sports betting national championship coming up November 5th through the 7th, and VSiN will provide coverage from the main event all weekend long, including live on-location updates for all the action. Visit VSiN.com/SBNC for more information and learn how you can enter for a chance to test your skills and win cash, including the $1 million top prize. That's VSiN.com/SBNC. Okay, it's Football Friday. We're rolling through all the games on the rotation. I want to take a quick aside because I thought this would be fun with you, Matt Humans. We're friends. Maybe best friends. I'm in the top 20 of all the guys that are tied together, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, I have a blind resume for you here. I made a futures bet yesterday on a team to win their respective conference.
Okay.
So, I want to throw this up and see if you would agree. And these are very general numbers about said team. But if you're talking, this is the team that is 13th right now in overall offensive DVOA, 3.8% better than an average offense. In terms of defensive DVOA, sixth best in the National Football League. If you're talking about expected points added defensively, the fifth best defense in the National Football League. Overall team grade includes offense, defense, and special teams by PFF standards. They are the ninth best team in the NFL. And the quarterback grade, their starting quarterback by PFF standards, is the third best quarterback in the National Football League, 89.9. You can get them at 30-1 at Circa to win their conference, or 80-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Those are tantalizing odds for those numbers you put up there, and there's really, off the top of my head, one team that kind of fits that's underachieving right now, but it has a high ceiling, and I would say the Colts.
No. Not the Indianapolis Colts. I think you might get me here, though. The team is, drum roll please, we reveal this now. That's the signal. The Minnesota Vikings.
I'm not making, I'm not buying it.
No, why not? No, I thought you'd be in.
Can't do it.
I mean, I'm in. But why aren't you?
You know,
you love Kirk Cousins.
I think
now.
Kirk Cousins has been playing really, really well. But I just don't see enough defensively, and this Vikings team's going to have a hard time even getting to the playoffs. The Packers are blowing them out right now in that NFC North race, and I was optimistic at one point about the Vikings. I've lost some of that optimism the more I watch them. Now, I do love the fact that when the running backs are healthy and that offense is clicking at full speed, I think it's one of the better offenses in the NFL. But I don't think I can buy on that. I'm buying on the Colts.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a team that can win its division.
And I was going to say they're in a crap division.
Yeah, and have kind of a favorable playoff path. But I think the odds are too stacked against the Vikings at this point.
But, my confidence is overflowing.
No, I tell you what, you make a good point there. It's something to think about, no doubt about it.
All right, we move on to the rest of the rotation here. We left off with Washington and Green Bay, so let's go to talk about underachieving teams and that terrible AFC South. Well, the underachieving Kansas City Chiefs are going to take on an opponent from the terrible AFC South, and that would be the Tennessee Titans. Look ahead here was 3, reopened 4. Now we're talking about Chiefs -5 on the road with a total of 57.5, and there's just one thing that bothers me about this Chiefs line right here. they're not going to have an answer for Derrick Henry, and that's going to be a problem.
No answer at all. Derrick Henry leads the NFL in rushing. He's only going to expand that lead after this game against the Chiefs. I talked about the Washington defense and all their weak numbers in that first segment. The Kansas City Chiefs got some ugly defensive numbers. And basically, you're counting on Patrick Mahomes to outscore the Titans.
Yep.
The Chiefs also lead the NFL in giveaways with 14. You can't turn the ball over at the rate the Chiefs have and lay points like this on the road and expect to cash a bet. So I'm on the sideline on this one. I think maybe over 57 might be the way I would play it if I had to bet it. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like a dog or pass game because the Chiefs' defense has been so bad and it's such a bad matchup against Derrick Henry, but I think you're going to have a lot of points scored in this game because that's a terrible Tennessee defense as well.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that the market continues to kind of move in the direction of Kansas City. Usually you see after a big primetime spot,
The Chiefs did cover last week, and they look good. And you know, a lot of people remember what they saw last week.
I remember that the Titans took on the best defense in the NFL and averaged 7.1 yards per play and won. So it's pretty interesting. All right, we'll go from there.
And you're being sarcastic because Buffalo does not have the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah, of course. That was the topic of conversation. Right. But again, very strong argument to be made. Your defense only as good as the offense it faces. Atlanta Falcons on the road against the Miami Dolphins. I think from a power rating perspective, this is a fascinating game. Mm-hmm. The look ahead here was Miami -3. They go into England. They lose that game to the Jags. They get to come back home. Now they are 2.5-point underdogs to a Falcons team that the market has bet against in all games but one, and that was a road game against the New York Giants.
Yeah, you're correct. The Falcons' offense has looked a lot better than it did the first couple weeks, obviously. I think things are starting to come together a little bit for that offense. How about the Dolphins? What's the scheduling spot here? How do you not get a week off after you go to London?
I mean, I would think that I read that it was a similar flight, like back from the East Coast to the West Coast in terms of travel.
I understand that. It seems to me like it's a long way from Miami to London. You should get the week off after you make the trip over there. But anyway, the Dolphins in that tough scheduling spot. Plus, you have the situation swirling with Tua and Deshaun Watson and the trade rumors. And again, Brian Flores comes out today and he says, Tua's our quarterback. You know what? Tua knows right now, he knows in his heart that you don't believe in him, that you're trying to trade him.
I mean, the guy that benched him five times last year.
So I think the Dolphins got some internal problems. Again, it's a team that won 10 games last season, off to a terrible start. They're looking to make a change at quarterback. The quarterback knows it. So I think there are some signs here to bet against the Dolphins. I agree with you. Initially, I looked at this week and said, man, I don't know how you can make this – how you can make the Falcons 2.5-point favorites. It'd be nothing more than a pick for me, but there's so many negative signs here with the home dog.
Yeah, I did. So I included them on a teaser, teased them up to that 8.5. And I'll just say this, because there are some positives to find here. They did lose the game, but 431 total yards. They were 9-17 on third down. They averaged 6.3 yards per play. Yeah. They're a little better with Tua at quarterback. He just provides a little bit of something. He's more mobile than Jacoby Brissett. Sorry, that is the case.
Yeah.
Masked the offensive line issue. So there is something to be said that there is some positivity with the Miami Dolphins. So we go from there to the New York Jets, who are on the road against the New England Patriots. Patriots look ahead with 7, you know, went to 6.5 the reopen, just 7. Now 7 across the board with a total of 42.5. You and I are in agreement on a game like this. I included the Patriots on the teaser. Not eliminated the Patriots, of course, as a contest leg 2 for the Super Contest. The Patriots are in a pretty good spot here, and you're laying a similar number that you were in that road game.
Yeah, week two, you're laying 5.5 with the Patriots, and they won the game 25-6 on the road. And the start to the season by the Patriots makes me sick because when you break down a season win total, you look at a schedule and say, wow, you know, a team that Bill Belichick coached team has 5 home games in the first 7 weeks.
Yeah.
How could the Patriots possibly get off to a poor start? By the way, the 2 road games are against the Jets and the Texans. Mm-hmm. You couldn't script a better schedule for the Patriots in the first 7 weeks. But they're 0-4 at home. They've lost 3 close calls. I've got the Patriots over 8.5 and over 9. It's not looking good unless they get on a real roll at some point here. I still think they got the personnel and the coach, they could do it, but not too optimistic. Right now, Mac Jones is not the problem with the Patriots. That defense ranked 17th in yards allowed, 359. Last week, they're in a situation against the Cowboys where it's 3rd and 25, and you give up a 24-yard pass. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't happen with Bill Belichick coach defense. I think Josh McDaniels has been way too conservative with his play calling. Again, last week, Dak Prescott, 51 pass attempts, Mac Jones, 21. And it's just not working right now, and the Patriots got to find some answers. I think Belichick finds the answers this week, and I put the Pats on a teaser -1 with the Packers, and also a smaller bet on the Patriots minus 7. I don't like to lay those points, but again, this is a situation where Belichick should dominate. His defense should dominate a rookie quarterback on the other side.
Yeah, added that teaser to the Patriots-Packers teaser. It's going to be a pretty popular one, even though you know, the Washington football team seems to be
a lot
side.
Of popular teaser sides been getting there. So. Yep.
Oh, yeah. All right, we move on to the next game before we get to Scott Kellen here in a couple of minutes. We don't need a lot of time here. Rams, look ahead, was 13.5 with a total of 49.5. Now, at the reopen, 15.5 with a total of 50. You're up to 16 with a total of 50.5. Can you make a case for the Detroit Lions, really, is the question here. We should note that, you know, these big favorites have been getting there a couple of weeks ago, right? The Texans were a 17-point underdog to the Bills, and they lost 40-0.
You can always make a case. Yeah. That doesn't mean I make the case for the Lions that you're going to buy it, right?
Yep.
But you can always make a case for any side in the NFL, especially when you give them 15.5 points. Actually, I see a 16.5 out there at some spots. Circa's got 16.5. So is Westgate Superbook. It's going to be a game where Jared Goff and the Lions are going to be highly motivated. Coach criticized the team last week, a week after he was crying his eyes out. Goff. Traded from the Rams. Matthew Stafford wants to see blood, that he wants to destroy the Rams, destroy the Lions? I don't think so. I don't think Stafford has any ill will towards the Lions.
Does Sean McVay have any ill will toward Jared Goff?
Probably, a little bit, maybe. But I think Goff's got to be the one who's got to go out there and play with a vengeance, right? You traded me. You disrespected me.
Dan Campbell just disrespected him last weekend by telling
him. Exactly. His own coach, his former coach, are both attacking. Jared Goff's the guy who's got to go out there and play with a point to prove this week. That said, I've had enough of the Lions. They got blown out at home by the Bengals last week. No thanks. I'll pass.
Yeah, sometimes right, your mental state doesn't really – you can want to go out and perform very well, but sometimes you just can't do it. Now, I will say, to give the Lions credit, right, got up to, 10 against the San Francisco 49ers, covered that, didn't cover against the Packers, but home underdog against the Ravens got there. Of course, we know what happened there. 10-point underdog at Minnesota. They've covered some of these bigger numbers this year, the Detroit Lions. So,
yeah, I'm not going to play a big favorite like this, but again, the Lions are losers, and nothing really changes there. Last week, that was a spot for them to step up against the Bengals, and they got steamrolled.
Yep. All right, Scott Kellen, Sugar Daddy, as he is known, is going to join us on the other side. Professional handicapper at Sixth Sense NFL. We'll get his thoughts on what is going on in the National Football League. Kind of a bland card with 3 double-digit favorites. We'll see if he's got anything in those and just the best bets from him as well here on The Edge.
This is The Edge on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. This segment of The Edge is presented by Zyn Nicotine Pouches. Zyn is working to create a world where you can enjoy life on your own terms. Zyn Nicotine Pouches are a smoke-free, spit-free, and hassle-free tobacco alternative that can be enjoyed on the go anywhere and anytime, so you never miss a minute of the game. Available in 10 varieties, including spearmint, coffee, and citrus, Zyn can be found at convenience stores nationwide, so you can find your Zyn wherever you are. Zyn's nicotine pouches are clean and discreet with no lingering smell. Plus, it's easy to use indoors or out, making it the perfect complement to your everyday. Also, Zyn comes in 2 strengths, so you have control over your nicotine satisfaction. Zyn contains nicotine and is only for adult nicotine consumers 21 or older. Learn more. Find your local retailer at Zyn.com. That's ZYN.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
All right, let's head out to the phone line. Welcome in Scott Kellen, professional handicapper. You can follow him on Twitter at Sixth Sense NFL, like the movie Sixth Sense. Scott, it's good to talk to you, man. Let's start with, it's arguably one of the better games because a lot of these games aren't great this weekend. But Eagles at Raiders. Raiders hovering around a 3-point favorite with a total of 49. What was your read here in this contest, sir?
All right. Hey, guys. Good to be with you. And JBT, just for the record, I know nothing about what Matt's talking about on this sugar daddy thing. So no idea there. So anyway, I like the under in this game, guys. Vegas, you know, they have had the ability to create big pass plays, 20-yard pass plays or more. Matter of fact, they're number one in the league. But the Eagles are number two, actually, in defending that. And they play, you know, a 2-deep safety. Very similar to Brandon Staley. So I don't think the Raiders are going to get a ton of big pass plays here. And kind of sneaky here, the Raiders are actually number 3 in the league in defending big pass plays, so they don't give up a lot of big pass plays either. So I don't see a lot of big plays from that standpoint. I do think Philly will be able to run the ball in this game a little bit, just simply because from a Philly standpoint, they've got a 58% success rate running the ball, and the Vegas has actually been a little bit below average, allowing a 51% success rate. So I think they're going to be able to move the ball, which will eat some clock as well. And if we go back and look at the Raiders' schedule, and yes, they've scored some points in some games this year, but against the three teams that they've faced who have been in the top half of the league in terms of limiting big pass plays, they scored 14 points against the Chargers, as we mentioned. They also scored 9 against the Bears. They did score 26 against the Steelers, but the Steelers were without T.J. Watt in that game and numerous players in the secondary as well. So I kind of put that to the side a little bit. So I think they're going to be able to hold them in check a little bit here. I also like Philly kind of in a teaser, even at the 3, but certainly if it went to 2.5, I would like Philly in a teaser as well. Philly has been competitive against the mediocre teams that they've faced this year, and I put the Raiders in that category as well. You know, and they've only allowed 6 points to Atlanta, 17 to San Francisco, 18 to Carolina. Where they've had problems is when they played the better teams, the Dallas, the Tampa Bay, and the Kansas City. So, and just one last thing here, Vegas is a home favorite. In their last 12 games, they've only won one game by more than 7 points. So they are not, you know, blowing teams away even as a home favorite. So I think they.
Oh, wow. Wow. Somebody didn't like what Scott was saying.
We get Scott back on. It looks like his preferred play here is under the total of 49. You know, we had Chris Andrews on the opening line show Sunday night. We're talking about this number. Raiders open 3. And Chris said the number looks a little bit light to him. His power ratings made it 5. Raiders 5. But I've talked a lot about reading betting lines. You got to read in the lines, and it's kind of an art form to read into it. But this number is telling you, this Raiders 3-point number is telling you that the Eagles are probably the right side here. And in fact, at circa right now, Scott, this number's dropped to Raiders minus 2.5. When you talk about reading betting lines, what's this number tell you when you see Raiders minus 2.5 or 3?
Well, I think.
Oh, man. All right.
Mark Davis listening. He's like,
two strikes. Yeah. Two strikes on that. Anyway. Scott was making a case when I talked to him the other night, and I quoted him in my Point Spread Weekly column this week. The Raiders have been poor, trending in the wrong direction when they're home favorites. And it's a buy sign when the Raiders are road dogs or even home dogs, as we saw against the Ravens in week one. So I think that those are the trends you look for in the Raiders. Right, Scott?
Third time's charm.
Scott, are you there? Okay.
All right. I think let's we might be done
to, let's move on to the Jets. Patriots game, get him back. I think he's going to do the same thing that you and I are doing with the Patriots and tease them down to minus 1. Again, that number has not gone to 7.5 this week. We thought it might, but it was 6.5 when it opened on Sunday night. So painted across the board right now, Patriots minus 7, total of 42.5. Scott Kellen on the line with us right now. Scott.
I don't believe so. I think
he's not there. So he's going to play
the punt.
Patriots on a teaser and who'd you tease the Patriots with? Packers?
So I got two, actually. I got Patriots and Dolphins, and then I have Patriots and Packers.
Okay.
So I've got the Patriots tied into
you
two.
You doubled down on the Patriots this week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think one, so we're talking about teasing the 7 down, but it's also, you know, I think when you're talking about the New York Jets and the way that this matches up, Zach Wilson and his penchant for turnover-worthy plays and the way Belichick can, I think, scheme things against him, the way he corralled them and picked them off 4 times, right? Mm-hmm. Not that Belichick was out there doing it, but right in week 2, I think this is a pretty good matchup for New England. So I feel comfortable tying them into 2 and getting them down from that 7. I know we were going to talk about this with Scott, so let's get this out of the way. Saints and Seahawks. I know it's Monday night, but still, this is one that I know that you and I were looking at together, which was Saints up to a 4.5-point favorite on the road against the Seattle Seahawks with a total of 43, which seems quite interesting. Again, you know, we go back to talking about the Titans, right? Usually after a spot in which the market is kind of wrong, right, and a team covers, you'll see a reaction in the market the next week toward said team, right? Seattle Seahawks, for example, go up to a 5-point underdog to the Steelers, end up losing in overtime by 3. But that's not been the case here. The Saints are actually up to a 4.5-point favorite, despite the relatively decent showing by Seattle and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think the game plan here is going to be clear. Pete Carroll talked about it openly this week, and you know Pete Carroll wants to run the ball anyway.
Yep.
He always does, even with Russell Wilson. So he's not going to let Geno cook this week. It's going to be the running attack trying to set up Geno Smith for success. The problem is the Seahawks have banged up running backs. They're going to use a combination of 4 guys, Alex Collins, DJ Dallas, Travis Homer, and Rashad Penny. Not all of those guys are healthy. Rashad Penny is coming back this week. So how successful can the Seahawks be running the ball against the Saints? I'm not sure, but that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to force that issue. I do think this number of 5 was inflated. I took the Seahawks plus 5. I just don't know what the Saints' identity is right now. I think it's a very volatile team, and it's kind of a reflection of the personality of the quarterback. Talking about Jameis Winston, they've been good one week, bad the next. They're off a bye. They're in a pretty good spot. I thought this number was inflated at any price above 3, so I took 5 with Seattle. Yeah. I think Geno Smith has played pretty well in the two games he's had to play so far. He gave the Seahawks a chance to win them both. I think he'll give them a chance to win here.
Well, and to Carroll's point, to your point, too, really quickly here, you're talking about some metrics like defensive EPA, especially against the run. The Saints, that's where they're weak, is 14th in the National Football League. They've actually been pretty good at containing big plays, things like right. that through the air, but up front they have not been that great against the run. So you and I are in agreement. Saints are
well, also,
Seahawks plus 4.5.
You can point to a lot of poor defensive numbers for Seattle.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do to help out your defense? You got to run the ball, control the clock, things like that. And I think that's Pete Carroll's game plan this week, and that should lead to a lower scoring game where I think plus 5 had a little bit of value on the home dog. By the way, that home dog is desperate after losing 4 out of 5.
Yep. All right, we've got two of the big favorites still left on the board here to discuss. Chicago at Tampa Bay. Buccaneers up from a 10-point favorite at the open to a 12-point favorite, 12.5 in some spots with a total of 47. And then, of course, we have Arizona as an 18-point favorite with a total of 47.5 against the Texans, who actually failed to cover as a 17.5-point underdog a couple of weeks ago against the Buffalo Bills.
You know, I thought 13 was high for this number. And I'm not going to give you a lot of statistical evidence to say bet the Bears.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough because if you watch the Bears when they won in Vegas 2 weeks ago, Justin Fields passed for 111 yards. Somehow the Bears were able to run the ball all over the Raiders' defense. It was a real indictment of the Raiders' defense at the time. I just think the Buccaneers are probably on cruise control right now. Might lose a little bit of interest. Talking about a team that might be asleep at the wheel. Oh, we're going to blow out the Bears. We got bigger games on deck to where they get a big lead, and the Bears do have backdoor potential because they're going to let Justin Fields run around out there and try to make plays. And JVT, what's the one weakness we talk about with Tampa Bay week in and week out?
Secondary.
And if Justin Fields can run around and find some receivers open back there, the Bears can put up some points and score and maybe get in the back door here. So I got a small bet on the Bears plus 13, but it's nothing much.
Yeah, I wonder, one of the things that's going to be interesting here for a guy like Justin Fields, Fields has not really been good. He's actually like the antithesis of Joe Burrow, right, in terms of against the blitz. He's actually one of the lowest graded quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's been pretty poor, and the Bucs like the blitz a lot defensively. Make up for that lack of presence.
Yeah, I think his grades are going to be really poor because he had that disastrous game against the Browns where he got sacked 9 times. So it's going to be tough for his numbers to look good after a game like that.
Very true. And then the other one, the Texans and the Cardinals. Again, you know, your big inflated number here. Davis Mills has shown some flashes. He did it against the New England Patriots and throwing 3 touchdowns there. But this Cardinals team has been explosive, and this is not a defense that I think is really going to contain the Arizona Cardinals.
No, but again, is this going to be a Cardinals team that loses interest? You get a big lead, you got to rest some guys.
Bigger fish to fry.
Do the Texans get in the back door? I mean, it's so difficult to lay a number like 17.5 or 18 in the NFL, but again, I'll pass.
Market doesn't have a problem.
You're talking about 3 huge favorites and 6 teams on a bye this week in the NFL.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. We have the Sunday night football game to get to. Best bets and more. It's The Edge. You're on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah.
Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
This is The Edge on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, First Bet wants to get you ready for the Breeders' Cup with a chance to win $1,000 in free bets. Go to vsin.com/horses to enter for your chance to win. The grand prize winner will have $1,000 deposited into their account before Friday, November 5th, just in time for the Breeders' Cup. There are plenty of runner-up prizes as well, so sign up today at vsin.com/horses. Terms and conditions apply. Go to vsin.com/horses for more information. Don't get that confused with vsin.com/JVT.
Don't get it twisted, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. vsin.com/JVT. It's a really good spot. Daily write-ups up there on the betting market in the NBA.
If you love NBA betting, go to vsin.com/JVT.
That's right. That's right. All right. With that, let's go to best bets. We'll start with me really quickly. We only have one game left on the card for the National Football League. We'll get to Sunday night at one point. It's also included, and I think it's with you too, with our best bets. But for me, first off from yesterday, Browns -1.5 gets there. Solid win for Cleveland
right at
home over the Broncos. So at -1.5, awesome. The additions and everything else I have on the card for today, the six-point teaser already put at the beginning of the week, Dolphins +8.5, Patriots -1. They've also used the Patriots on the second leg of another teaser, Packers -1.5, Patriots -1. So two teasers in for the week. Bengals +6.5 against the Ravens. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. Yep. I think that pass defense for Baltimore, a little overvalued. Joe Burrow's done great against the blitz this season. One of the best, if not the best, in the National Football League. Plays into a game plan that I think works really well. So Bengals +6.5. Colts +4.5 for the 49ers. We'll get to that analysis soon because I know you have it too. And Seahawks +4.5 against the Saints. That's NFL.
Nice start to the week. Always good to start with a win.
With a W.
With the Browns last night, -1.5. Nice job. Pat on the back to Case Keenum, stepped in. And you know what? If the Browns win their next game, let's say Baker Mayfield needs another game to rest.
Yes.
And the Browns win.
And really
quickly.
How long
will it be until you hear people start to say, are the Browns better with Case Keenum?
Oh, stop.
Yeah,
with an injured Baker Mayfield.
Right,
sure.
Yeah, beat up Baker Mayfield. Last night, the Browns are better off with Case Keenum.
Yep.
Anyway, we getting to your NBA.
Yeah,
place?
Just real quick, we'll get them out of the way. Hawks -2.5 gets there yesterday. Today, Raptors +6.5, Spurs +7.5. It's a Friday football, so I won't waste your time with a lot of analysis. Check out vsin.com/JVT for the analysis here. But Spurs a little undervalued, and I think the Raptors are a little undervalued as well after a poor performance offensively against Washington.
I like that Spurs bet tonight. I have the same thing, +7.5 against Denver. Man, how bad did the Mavericks look last night?
You know what? And I wrote about it today in the write-up. I think Jason Kidd is a really bad coach, and it showed with some of his offensive game planning yesterday. It showed in the defensive game planning yesterday. And keep in mind, the Hawks, too, are one of the few teams that have, like, wings that can defend Luka Doncic. Hunter yesterday was great. DeAndre Hunter, and he's going to continue to be a really good defensive wing. Mm-hmm. He's a big reason why Julius Randle struggled so much in their series in the postseason. So,
DeAndre Hunter was a big reason why Virginia won the national championship.
Exactly.
Right?
That and the review.
Right? That and the officiating in the Final Four. Anyway, let's get to my NFL best bets. You and I have similar plays. Again, I got the Colts plus four, Seahawks plus five, Patriots minus seven, Patriots on a teaser with the Packers. So you got the Pats down to 1.5, Packers minus 2.5. I just don't see the Patriots or the Packers losing those home games. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty good price, I think, on that teaser for both sides with the Pats and Packers teasing down below those key numbers. We got to talk about this Colts game. Let's go ahead and do that right now since you and I both have a play on the Colts. Now, Carson Wentz has been outstanding in the past two games. Over you had some numbers the other day, I think, the last three. In the past two games, 36 for 55, 625 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions. The Colts running game is starting to come around. They're starting to get healthy at the wide receiver position on the offensive line. I think this is going to be a team that's going to play its best football in the second half of the season. The Colts just had to get through this first month or two with all these injuries, I think, and you're going to see this team get on a roll at some point. Hopefully you're going to see this team get on a roll Sunday night. The one thing I don't like about this spot, it's a pretty good spot for a desperate team trying to stop a three-game losing streak off a bye. And that's what you're talking about with the 49ers as home favorites. But I think Kyle Shanahan has really misplayed his hand with his quarterbacks, talking about Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance. I don't think the Niners have an identity offensively right now. They're kind of lost. And this is why and also here's another thing about San Francisco. When they were so good 2 years ago, when that defense was dominant, they were forcing turnovers. Yep. And right now they're not doing that. They forced two turnovers in five games. That's a league low. So if the Colts don't turn the ball over here, they're going to have a great shot to win this game. The way that Carson Wentz is playing, I think the Colts are going to be in position to win, and that's why I like them and bet them at a plus four. But I do think if you're talking about upside too, the Colts have a lot more upside than the Niners. I think this quarterback situation for the Niners is going to be a quandary. Trey Lance is nowhere near ready to play. When I watch him, I say, man, he's a long way away. And Jimmy Garoppolo, I think you've screwed with him to the point where he doesn't know what to expect on a weekly basis.
Yeah, no, I would agree with all those points. And here's the other thing about really quickly when it comes to the San Francisco defense. It was not only forcing turnovers, it was the ability to rush for, generate pressure without having to send extra guys. This year, humans, they have, at this point right now, according to Pro Football Reference, the sixth worst pressure rate in the National Football League, and they still don't blitz a lot either. Right. So they're getting no pressure with their front four. Today, it comes out that Trent Williams is not going to play, so they're missing their best tackle along an offensive line. And we do know that T.Y. Hilton is unlikely to play this weekend, but you know who's coming back? Quentin Nelson. And so that offensive line gets just that much better for Carson Wentz in front of him in a run game that's one of the best in the National Football League over the last 3 weeks. So, you know, I'm with you. You and I obviously are in agreement there, but it seems like this Colts team is generally on the up and up here.
Let's hope so. Let's hope it shows up Sunday night. Colts plus four. All right. College football best bets. I put two up early in the week. UCLA minus one over Oregon. New Mexico State, Hawaii over 59.5. By the way, the last game on the college board Saturday night, and this is ridiculous how these college football games are scheduled. You have no games in the late window, in the 7 p.m. Pacific window. Mm-hmm. You do have New Mexico State, Hawaii kicking off at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock our time. By the way, in the last two games against pretty good defenses in Nevada, San Jose State, Jonah Johnson, the quarterback for New Mexico State, has completed an average of 34 passes, attempted an average of 53 with 725 yards and six touchdowns. These offenses play fast. The defenses are weak. I like over 59.5 in that game in Honolulu. I did add Northwestern plus 24 against Michigan, Oregon State plus 3 against Utah, and Air Force minus 3 against San Diego State, which has got just incompetent quarterback play at this point and is not running the ball like former Aztecs teams did. You know what's interesting right now? San Diego State's the only team in the Mountain West that's ranked, but Fresno State and Nevada have higher power ratings. If there's a fraud in the top 25 right now, it's San Diego State.
Yeah. And by the way, too, a shout-out to Bruce Marshall, who did pick the Air Force Falcons, I think, as the Mountain West Conference champ. And right now, they're off to a 6-1 start, and have looked really good up to this point.
It's a good win at Boise last week. Other than that, the Air Force schedule's been rather weak. But I think this is a big spot. Air Force should be able to run the ball. And you certainly don't have to respect the pass when you play San Diego State. So
it's incredible for how long they have struggled with that, just to find adequate quarterback play in San Diego State.
It is.
Should be able to get a quarterback.
Right? You say that about San Diego State. Say that about Iowa. Yep. You know, teams like that. Why can't you recruit a big-time quarterback?
Especially anyway, Iowa and Wisconsin. Yep.
Recap the plays. UCLA, Hawaii over, Northwestern, Oregon State, and Air Force. All right. Well,
all right. With that, now we're all done with the football schedule. We've gone through everything. No NBA for you, huh? That's surprising.
Oh, I said I got Spurs plus 7.5. Okay. Right, like I'm not putting up NBA best bets. You're the NBA betting analyst.
All right. Some would argue we've talked about it too much. Major League Baseball.
I do like to make NBA live bets.
Yeah. Well, trust me, that's the way to go. Well, because people ask me that all the time. Like, what do you do? I'm a big proponent of pre-flop and then finding middles during games and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's a very handy tool because if you find the right book that updates as like the play goes on, not just at the breaks.
Right.
A lot of good opportunities to find in-game in the NBA. All right. Really quickly, any thoughts? Boston, Houston, Astros looking to close this thing out tonight. In the ALCS.
I hope the Astros close it out. That's my thought.
I do, too.
As a Yankees fan, I want to see the Red Sox put away for the winner. And I was really surprised that the Red Sox came up flat in that last game at Fenway. Yep. I think if you're going to play this game, you have to look over the total of 9, the way these offenses. I think the Red Sox bats come to life tonight. I would look over 9. I did not play it, though, for the record.
All right. Now, I wanted to get this. Santos, can we get the that thing ready that I had you edit and get together here for Matt Eumanns? Because, again, we're friends, and I was looking around on social media, and I found something, and I was like, you know what? Eumanns is super big on the New York Knicks, and the fact that, right, what do you say? When they're good, the NBA is just better, right? The NBA is just better. And you know what?
The Garden is the Mecca.
With a fan base like this, how can you not love it?
The New York Knicks run New York City!
Bing bong!
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Let's go Knicks! Let's go Knicks! Let's go Knicks!
Now, the disappointing part of broadcasting restrictions is that there's a lot of expletives and better moments cut out of that thing, but those are your people.
Yeah, those aren't my people. That's rather embarrassing that you would be doing that after one regular season win against the
Celtics. They were in the streets after a split at home against the Hawks in the first round. Oh, man. All right, we're all done. My guys and Des are coming up next. Okay. Have a good week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.